So we spoke so far in the past couple of shurim in the Iker Mitzvah's Netila. If the Netila is just by holding it, do you actually have to take it? Then we spoke about if you have to pick it up, or even without lifting it, you makayim the mitzvah. Lashon HaGemara is kivin the Agbei. We also spoke about if the Nanuim is part of the mitzvah, one mitzvah, two mitzvahs. Today we're going to discuss the bracha before making the mitzvah. When should you make the bracha? In general, these are klal. The klal is actually brought here in Sukkah. Kol ha-mitzvahs mevarchan aleim oivel asiyasam. When do you make the bracha? When you makayim any mitzvah. You eat matzah, you put on tefillin. You make the mitzvah before. You make the bracha before the mitzvah. Before you do the mitzvah, you make the bracha. So pashtas, since the Gemara says, the Gemara over here in Sukkah, and the Gemara in Pesachim says, kivin da agbe nafek be, by picking up the dalad minim, your yaitza. So when would you say you should make the bracha? Before you pick it up. That would be the pashtas. Once you pick up the dalad minim, your yaitza, and you need mevarach aleim oivel asiyasam. So when would you make the bracha? You make the bracha right before. So if that would be the case, we're done. The problem is, Zok Taisvis Taf Lametes, that it's Loimis Staber that you should be able to make a bracha before you take the Dalad Minim. Why not? What's the problem? L'chayr, that's a good setup. You make the bracha and then you take the Dalad Minim to do the mitzvah. That's a very regular Oivel Asiyasim. Zok Taisvis, that it'll be over the over, which means it's too far away from making the bracha, from doing the mitzvah. Just like you find by tefillin, the Gemara Menachah says that when you make the bracha, you can't make the bracha when the tefillin is still on the table. You have to make a bracha when it's already on your hand, between when it's on your hand and the kshira. Otherwise, the bracha that you're making is too far away. You can't make a bracha now and then go downstairs and put on your tefillin. You have to do it samach to the mitzvah. So Mamela over here, by Netilas Dalad Minim, Zok Taisvis, if the Dalad Minim are still on the table, it's too far away for the Kiyum HaMitzvah. And Mamela over there, you can't make a bracha when it's still on the table. So what's Yed Eitzah? What's the Eitzah? What should you do? So we'll see these many different Eitzahs. Taisvis brings a few. He's brought other places, other Eitzahs. The first Eitzah is the Eitzah brought in Taisvis. The Shulchan Aruch actually brings this, the first two Eitzahs. The first one is, pick up the lulav and leave the esrog on the table, make the bracha, and then after the bracha, you pick up the esrog. Now, why do you pick up the lulav? Maybe you should do it the opposite way. Because l'maisa, you're making a bracha on the tilas lulav. So the ikar, really, the bracha is on the lulav. So if you're going to leave the lulav on the table, you didn't really accomplish anything. It's too far away. So you pick up the lulav, leave the esrog on the table, make the bracha, and then after you make the bracha, you pick up the esrog, and then you have the whole mitzvah. That's the first eitzah. We'll get back to it in a minute, because we're going to say the second one, and then we're going to, these are shiloh, general shiloh, on the first two eitzahs. But again, the first eitzah is a pretty klara eitzah. You pick up the lulav, you don't pick up the esrog, you make the bracha. It's close enough, because you already picked up part of the dalad minim, make the bracha, and then you pick up the esrog as well. The second Eitzah, what to do, is also the Eitzah that's brought in the Rishonim, Taisvis, the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch brings it, which a lot of us, most of us, are very used to. So you pick it up upside down, which means you pick up the lulav regularly. However, the esrig you take upside down, and the aloch is you have to take it kederach gedulasoi, and if not, you're not Yitzah. So Mela, it's pretty close. It's not like the tefillin's on the table. It's close to you. You already picked up the esrog. However, it's upside down and you can't be yoitza because he's a din kol mitzvah. It has to be kederach gedulasai, the esrog. So since you need a kederach gedulasai, you're not yoitza and then you turn it over. Agav, it's important to note that sometimes people mistakenly, they pick up the esrog and then they turn it over because you're supposed to turn it over. But if you're holding the lulav and then you pick up the esrog and then you turn it over, so by picking it up, you already yoitza. So you have to make sure when you pick up the esrog, make sure to pick up the esrog upside down. That's the second eitzah, that you pick up all the minim, but when you pick up the esrog, you're picking it up upside down. And memela, it's oivel asiyasam, it's close enough, but it's still oivel asiyasam. Some take issue with this Eitzah. I think rather Rabbi Yehuda, we spoke about it, but it's a kolboy. The Eli Rabba brings it. He doesn't really like this Eitzah of picking it up upside down. He says it's zilusa of the mitzvah. It's a zilzala mitzvah to pick up the Esrog upside down. Happens to be we find that l'kul alma, these different ways of side a tefillin to hang down, or even by the asterisk, tachas hashechi, different places to hold it, you're not supposed to do it out zilusa. So the concept of zilusa is agreed by everybody. The question is if there's a problem here of zilusa by this particular case of picking up the asterisk upside down. So the vayla, we have two eitzes. One eitzes, don't pick up the asterisk, just the lulav, or pick it up or pick it up upside down. Those are the two eitzes. The Bach asks a shayla. The Goyen also asks the question, and we're going to get to the Goyen a little bit later, the general shitas agra. But the Bach asks, these are halacha, notlam bezecha ze yatza. You pick up the lulav, you put it down. You pick up the next min, each min by itself is yotz, and it's kapaskin like that in Shulchan Aruch. La halacha, you do not have to take all four minim together, even if you take one at a time, you yotza. Memela, frek the Bach, what's the eitza? You pick up the lulav, and don't pick up the esrig, or pick it up upside down, which is like not picking it up. But lamaisa, since the halacha is notlam bezecha ze yotza, each min by itself, you could take by itself and you yotza. So what's the eitzah of picking up the lulav properly? And the esrog, you don't pick up or you pick it up upside down. Lamaisa, when you took the lulav you took already, that part you were yotza. And you're making a bracha, your bracha is a bracha on the lulav. So since you make a bracha on the lulav and you're ready yotza, l'chayr, it's not oivel asiyasam. That's the Bach's shayla. So the first two eitzahs, he says, what is the eitzah? What's the eitzah of not taking the esrog or upside down, lamaisa, when you took the lulav, not lamazecha zeh yoytza.
Not lamazecha zeh, you only yoytza after you take everything.
So we'll go into explain that in a minute. The Bach says words on Lachar, will explain the kasha and the teretz, but the Bach actually brings a tzad, and he brings a list of many that say this eitza, that you should really take both upside down. You should take both upside down. The eitzah not to take both is not really a eitzah because it's on the table. It's over. But if you take, he says to take them both. The Torah says either the lulav or the esrog upside down. But he says you take both upside down. So mameila you talk have over lasiyasam. No, for sure. After the bracha, you're going to turn them both back over properly to do the mitzvah. But before you make the bracha, pick them both up upside down. Pashtus, you pick up the lulav regularly, and the esrog you pick up upside down. So mele, it's close enough to the mitzvah, but it's oivel asiyasam because you weren't makayim yet. But the question is, what do you mean? You did already the mitzvah by taking the lulav. So there is a eitzah to have both upside down. Lamaisa, what'd you say? So really, that's the other eitzah of what? But what do you mean to do one upside down and one not to take bachlal? So really, once you're going already with the upside down eitzah, so technically you can have all. We'll see. There'll be more eitzahs. You could do all seven eitzahs also.
You have them. You need it.
What'd say?
You need it.
You definitely don't need it.
You don't need both.
You don't need both. Well asked if you need both. You don't, because when Taisa says it, Taisa says eitzah separately. He says either don't pick it up, or if you pick it up upside down. You don't need both. But I hear what you want to do both is one min don't pick up, one you don't need both. And really what we want to accomplish, and I want to say why you can't do what you want to do, one upside down and what, because really we want to take the lulav properly. And the reason for that is because we're saying al natilas lulav, so we want to be pretty close to that. The Bach does bring many shittas to turn it upside down. So then if you turn the lulav upside down, you taka right, that you could do one upside down and one not take bachlal, you could be mitzarv. Lamaisa, you are very good taka, that when the Bach shayla, notlam bezecha zer yatza. It's true, notlam bezecha zer yatza. But the halacha is that even though notlam bezecha zer yatza, you have to take all four. It's ma'akvin, which l'chayra means that you're not yoitza, the mitzvahs, netilas, dalad, minim, until you take all four. If you pick up the lulav, and then you put it down, Did you do anything? You don't have the mitzvah. Till after all four, then you have the kiyum mitzvah. So what's the Bach asking? What's the Bach asking that you luchayra, you ready naklam bezeh hazeh? The goyim brings this shaila also. You luchayra, it's what's the shaila? The shaila luchayra, you're not makayim till the end. So luchayra, you could definitely make a bracha before. What's the problem of naklam bezeh hazeh? No, you hear the shaila? Naklam bezeh hazeh, lemaisa enachanami, the halach is naklam bezeh hazeh, you're yoytze, but you're only yoytze till you, after you do all four. You have to do all four. So lechayra, you still have it's a good eitzah lechayra to do it to take one the lulav properly, the other one upside down, and it's bezeh chazeh, but not bezeh, it's bezeh chazeh, but you need to do all. So that's really lechayra the shaila and the answer and the bach. This halacha that you need over lasayasam is over lasayasam in the ma'isa mitzvah. Do you need over lasayasam when you do the mitzvah, you make the bracha before? Does it have to be before the ma'isa mitzvah? The ma'isa mitzvah of netilas lulav you did already. The ma'isa mitzvah you did. You're not makayim the mitzvah till you do all four, but the ma'isa mitzvah you did. The ma'isa mitzvah, by picking up the lulav, you did the ma'isa mitzvah. So if you need kala mitzvahs, you have to mevarchen lehem over lasayasam before doing the mitzvah. The ma'isa mitzvah you did already. You picked up the lulav. However, shkoyach rebefol. However, if it's not in the ma'isa mitzvah, it's in the kiyum mitzvah. Make sure to make a bracha before you makayim the mitzvah. The kiyum mitzvah you were not makayim till later. So amelu, you should be able to make a bracha. That's the Bach's teretz. The Bach says that lema'isa you don't have the mitzvah till later, which means you don't have the kiyum mitzvah. You have to have all four. So since you don't have the kiyum mitzvah, amelu al kiyum mitzvah, you could still make the bracha. So far we have two eights. Either you don't pick up the esrog, or if you pick it up upside down. And like we said, even though not the mezer chazel, lamaisa, you don't have the kiyum mitzvah until you do all four. So maybe you could still make the bracha, and it's going to be over lasiyasam. The next eitza, which is also brought in Taisvis, but this is already not brought. Maybe it is brought in the Shulchan Aruch. The next eitza, I don't think the Shulchan Aruch brings it. The Paiska, the Magen Avraham brings it. The next eitza is the eitza to be machav and not to be yitza. Pick up all four dalad minim, not upside down, not pick it up properly, but just be mechaven shaloi lotzis. And then after you make the bracha, change your mind, change it and say you want to be yitza. Like we heard in the past, Rabbi Wright said, it could be it's not such a practical eitzah to be mazbit to people, a regular person, be mechamet shalai lotzis, then yeah, be yitzah. But that's a klara eitzah. You mechamet shalai lotzis, you're not yitzah. You make the bracha, and then you mechavim lotzis. That's a third eitzah. What? And then what? Make another bracha, you mean? Bracha Shein. Okay, that's Berchas HaPeres. We'll leave it on the side. But could be then it's going to be a bracha Shein Tzricha. The Kapas Tamarim asks a Moira de Geshaila on this third Eitzah of Mechavet Shalai Lotzes. Frek the Kapas Tamarim. What? He asks it not on Taisis, but on the tour. The tour Paskins is Gapaskin Shulchan Aruch that by Mitzvahs Tzrichas Kavana. And if you're not mechaven, you're not yoytze. In other words, you have to have kavana, positive kavana for the mitzvah. If you're not mechaven, you're not yoytze. So frek the kapas tomorrow, why do you have to have kavana? Shaloi lotzeis. What do you have to have kavana? Shaloi lotzeis. Just don't be mechaven. When you take the dal minim, you have to be mechaven. You have to be mechaven. So if you're not mechaven, you're not yoytze. You have to have kavana. Shaloi lotzeis. What are you saying, Nissen?
What are you doing there, Shaka?
Very good. I was telling it over to somebody. He said the same thing. Very good. The Mishnah brings a lalacha the chay adam by shofar. It could be by yeshiva sukkah. Could be it's brought over there also. It's by different. It's chelik vav for sure. But anything that you do a ma'isa, very good. Nissen saying lachayr it's a klarzach. When you have the chay adam says if it's ma'isa of mechichim by shofar, even if you. the Baal Tekeya is so nervous, or even the, and he's not machaven to, he's no kavana for the mitzvah, but since it's ma'aseh of mechichim, if you practice on the side, so it's not muchach, but if you're in the matzav of doing the mitzvah, even without kavana yoytzeh, so by dalad minim, which person takes up the dalad minim stamazayu, especially doing it either before halal to do the mitzvah, so l'chayra, if you just don't have kavana, you'll be yoytzeh the mitzvah. L'chayra, that's a klar teres on the kappas tomorrow. The reason why you have to be mechamet shaloi lotz is because if you're not mechamet shaloi lotz, you're still going to be yoytzeh. One other thing is l'chayra, this shayla is only a shayla by the deraisa. By deraisa, we pass a mitzvah shrichas kavana. By derabana, we don't pass a mitzvah shrichas kavana. And b'meila l'chayra, all the other days, this won't be a eitzah. So therefore, you have to be mechamet shaloi lotz. That's klar. But that's the third eitzah. The third eitzah is to be mechamet shaloi lotz. The next eitzah, the fourth eitzah, what to do when you pick up the dalad minim, to be able to make the bracha over lasayasa, but it shouldn't be too far away, is that even if you picked it up properly, not upside down, not picked up without any kavanas, you picked it up, everything, genoi mechavan latzis. Seder Yishayim, you still have the eitzah, and the eitzah is, even after you did the mitzvah, because he's still manuim. Since he's still nanuim, and like we saw, the nanuim is still part of the mitzvah, so maybe you could still make a bracha out to nanuim. L'maisa, it's not mevur klar which nanuim we're talking about. Is it the first nanuim, dafka the nanuim of b'shas, the netila, or even the nanuim of halal? We spoke about it last, two shurim ago, in the nanuim, that could be the first nanuim, the Chassam Sofer learns it's deraisa, the second nanuim is maybe even only a minig, but which nanuim are we talking about? Which means, lahalacha, if somebody took the dalad minim, he forgot to make the bracha, picked them up properly, and not only he picked them up, he did the nanuim, all the sides, every way, up, down, and now he chapti to make the bracha. Could you still make the bracha? Which nanuim are we talking about? So the Chaya Adam, when he speaks about this, that you can make a bracha even before the Nanuim, the Chaya Adam says, not only could you make a bracha before Halal on the Nanuim, even during Halal, Bein HaProkim, you could still make the bracha. It's not a hefsek, Bein Perik, LaPerik. But that's the Chaya Adam. We're not going to go into, if Lamaisa, you have the bracha of Halal, but you can make a bracha Bein Perik, LaPerik, and Halal. So it's Mavur Klar on the Chaya Adam that we're talking about even the Nanuim of Halal. So if somebody took the Dalad Minim in the morning or before Halal and he forgot to make a bracha, he either before Halal he can make a bracha or even in the middle of Halal, he can make a bracha. What happens if you already finished Halal? So you technically, you did already all the Nanuim. You did the Nanuim of the mitzvah, the bracha, without a bracha, and you did the Nanuim of Halal. Could you still make a bracha? So the Chaya Adam is mesupik. It could be you could still make a bracha because of the Hashanis. Chaya Adam is mesupik. Could be out of the Hashanis, you can make a bracha. L'maisa, the Bekur Yaakov says you could make a bracha. Even after Halal, if somebody forgot to make the bracha completely, after all Nanuim, says the Bekur Yaakov, you could still make a bracha out of the Hashanis. Just another few more eitzes and we're going to get back what happens after the Hashanis, which means what happens if you completely forgot even afterwards. But in Smavur, in the Bekur Yaakov, even if you've picked it up properly, you did the Nanuim, of Halal, and you're holding now before Hashanis, whether if you say Hashanis right after Halal, you say Hashanis at the end of davening, but you can make a bracha before Hashanis. The next eitzah is the eitzah, which is some annoying like that, to pick up the four minim, the lulav, the esrig, but you pick it up separately in two separate hands and make the bracha and then put it together. Since the Zalach, the Shulchan Aruch says he's supposed to be machaber, to put the esrig together with the lulav, so the mele, if you pick them up separately, you're not yoitzah, and that's what they do. The minig, it's brought oitzachai min hagi tzans, min hagi chabad, that they pick up they pick it up separately, they pick it up properly, they make the bracha and then they put it together. L'maisa, this eitzah is not it's a little bit of a shvera eitzah, it's not foolproof to pick it up separately and put it together, because l'maisa, the El Yeraba brings b'shem de bach, that it's not li'ikuva to have the dalad minim together. So if it's not li'ikuva, So you pick it up separately, you were yoitza already. It's maybe l'tchatchila, but if you're not yoitza, I mean, if it's not ma'akav, so then you can, you did the mitzvah already. If you did the mitzvah, l'chayr, you don't have any more. Call the bracha over l'asiyasam. The next eitza number six, call it, is the kapas tamarim. We spoke about it, I think it was maybe the first year. In the mitzvahs netilah, we spoke about when you take the dalad minim, you also have to lift it up. You have to pick up the dalad minim. We saw the Rosh Hashanah says you don't have to pick it up. It's the Gemara lashon Gemara lav dafka ki mida agbe nafik be picking up lav dafka. The kapas tamarim says one must pick up the dalad minim to be yotze. Which means, if you take them, you hold them on the table without lifting them. Says the kapas tamarim, you're not yoitza. So meila, here you have a very clear eitza. You take the dalad minim in your hands on the table, and meila, it's not over la'iver, it's pretty close to the mitzvah. You hold it in your hands, but even though you hold it in your hands, you didn't pick it up, you were on yoitza. So meila, that's another eitza what to do. And then after making the bracha, you lift up the dalad minim, and you makayim the mitzvah. The final eitzah is an eitzah, which is also a little bit problematic, is to take all the dalad minim in one hand. Instead of holding it in two separate hands, you have all four minim in one hand. Sometimes you see people do it by a shanas. You put it all in one hand. And there's a shita that holds, the Archas Chaim holds that you're not, and Shabura brings it, the Archas Chaim holds that you're not yoitza, mitzvah and tilas dalad minim when it's all four in one hand. So maybe you pick all four minim up, and then after the bracha, then you take the asterisk into the other hand. But lamaisa, it's not a foolproof eitza because it's a machloikis. It's a machloikis. The Taz says that even if you hold all four minim in one hand, you're yoitza. So Mamelan, the Mishnah Berurah says, Avada, since you should be Machmer, but if somebody was Noital, all four Minim in one hand, Lamaisi Yoitza, and you should be, since you should be Machmer, so take it again without a Bracha. So Mamelan, it's hard to say that it's an Eitza, this last Eitza, to take all four Minim in one hand, because Lamaisa, some Shitas hold your Yoitza, and even if you want to be Machmer, says the Mishnah Berurah, take it again without a Bracha. So it's not an Eitza for being able to take it and then make a bracha afterwards. What happens if you didn't do any of the above seven eitzes? Lamaisa, you took it, you're holding it ready after all the nanuim, after hishanas, you picked it up properly, you machavan latzeis, you made it, you lifted it up, you did everything. So what's the halacha then? Pashtus, that's it, you lost the bracha, because kol habrachas over lasayasam, you can't make the bracha anymore. It's a we paskin, even though there's a whole shaila by Hilcha Shechita, the Taz over there, Machlekes Rishonim, but it's already not over Lasiyasam. And as Ezmav Warm Bekur Yaakov, the Bekur Yaakov says, you can make a bracha before Ishanis, but after Ishanis, that's it. You can't, Suloy Mavarach, you can't make a bracha anymore. The Sharitzim brings it. However, the Goyin, the Shitas Agra, holds that you could still make a bracha, at least Al Peter Shitas Agra. The Gemara in Pesachim, what does the Gemara bring this kiva to Agbe Nafik? The Gemara asks a shayla, we spoke about this in the past also, the Gemara brings a shayla, why do we make a bracha al netilas lulav? If one does the mitzvah himself, then you should make, well, you make it with a lamed, by mila. If somebody's a moil himself, you could say, but you say lamel. And if someone else does it, a moil does it, then it's ala mila. Zokta Gemara, by lulav, why do you say al natilas? You should say litoil with a lamed. So the Gemara says, no, by lulav it's different. Since right when you pick it up, you were yoitza, given the agbe nafek bay, so come to chais, you're really making the bracha after the mitzvah. It's not over lasayasam, so therefore that changes how the bracha should be said. But what's mavur in the Gemara is that when we take dalad minim, we make the bracha afterwards. We take it, do it afterwards. These eitzes, the Goyen has a problem with this eitzah, that eitzah, the one of Mechavet Shalei Lotzis, he actually says, if you want to do it, do that eitzah. But he learns the Gemara's mavur, that the bracha by lulav is a bracha after, not oiva lasiyasam. And the meiluot, since it's not oiva lasiyasam, since it's not a bracha oiva lasiyasam, which means it's afterwards, even if you forget to make the bracha, till later, after Rishanas, after everything, you can make a bracha, and the Sharetzion brings like that halacha. So we have a machlekes ladina after you did the whole mitzvah, whatever the mitzvah is, completely till the end, could you still make a brach on the dalad minim? Just one last final din that's negeya and oivel asiyasim over here. What's about the brach of shechianu? You make al natila slulav, then you turn the asterisk back, you pick up the asterisk, all the different etzes. What's about shechianu? Do you turn the asterisk back before the shechianu? Which means you don't need oivel asiyasim on the shechianu. Shechianu is a berchas hashvach, or you actually turn the asterisk over after the shechianu as well. The steam is lashon Shulchan Aruch of this sif. The Shulchan Aruch says yivarach al natila seva shechianu koydim shiyita la'esrig. Both brachas, side the al natila and side the shechianu, both brachas you should make koydim al natila. That's the pashtus lashon Shulchan Aruch, which means you should turn over your esrig, turn it back over only after the shechianu. However, there are many that are noyig to turn the esrig back over or any other eitzah before the shechianu. And the reason for that is apil loshana yayvitz. The loshana in the sidra yayvitz is yikach halulav biyadoi v'yivorech al natilas lulav. Afterwards, achakach noytala esrig, you take the esrig, umachabroi, and you put it together, you do everything, and then you say shechianu. So it's ganz klar in Sidra Yaivitz that you should after the bracha you turn back over the asterisk, take the asterisk, and then you make a shachianu. Lamaisen Sefer Chaim, a bracha argues and he says it's a toyus avada. You're supposed to make the shachianu as well, like the mashmoyis Shulchan Aruch. And then afterwards, after you make the shachianu, then you turn it over. So you have a machloikis by shachianu what to do. Either you turn it over before, turn it afterwards. Machloikis ladina. So just to be masakim, we set over these seven eitzes how it should be oivel asiyasim. Either you pick up the esrog later, that's number one. Number two is to pick it up at upside down. Be machaven shaloi latzeis. You could still make a bracha on anuim. Pick them up separately. Don't lift it, because lifting is ma'akev. And the final one is to pick them up all in one hand. But like we saw, these are machlekes ladin. If you don't do any of these seven eitzes, could you still make a bracha? It's a machlekes ladin if you could still make a bracha, even after oivel asiyasim. Agmar chasima toiva.